Okay, Chevra, let's begin Siman Sadi Heis. If Gimel, there is a machlokes that the Torah quotes between the Sefer HaTruma on one side and the Ramban and the Rush on the other side about what's the halacha if I wash fleshik dishes in a milchik klisheni, in a milchik, excuse me, kli rishon pat, what's the halacha in that case? So the Sefer HaTruma says that's going to be a problem. If both are ben yoman, it's going to be a problem, even if the dishes are very clean. Sometimes you rinse dishes off before you wash them. Like if you have a dishwasher, that's good protocol that you rinse them off beforehand. Says the Sefer HaTruma, even if you already rinsed off the dishes and then you put the fleshik dishes in the milchik pot, so that will be a that's going to be a problem. The Rush and the Ramban say that it's mutter to wash the fleshik dishes in the milchik kli rishon pot, but Hama'ayin Sham Heitev will see that they're giving slightly different reasons. The Ramban writes effectively that the fleshik plate gives all, is a nice and tam already. You had flesh into the plate, and then it goes from the plate into the water, and from the water it goes into the milchik pot. So that's going to be called a classical. It's almost like three nice natams. No, that's the way the Ramban seems to say it. It goes from the plate to the water, water to the milchik pat, that's gimel nos neitam, and that's going to be heter gomor according to the Ramban. The Rush has a reason that is slightly different. The Rush's reason is less that it is gimel nos neitam, but the Rush says that what I have is a nos neitam that touches a nos neitam. And since every nosin tam involves some sort of haklosha of the original iser, so therefore I don't really create a problem. What I have is in the water I have tam basar, and in the water I have tam chalav, or I have nosin tam into the, maybe it's a nat bar nat of both in the water. So memela, since the tam basar is huklash and the tam chalav is huklash, that's going to be okay. Bekitzer Hama'asa, both the Ramban and the Rush say that it's okay, and they're both medamed this on some level to a nat bar nat, whether I consider it a double nat bar nat or a triple nat bar nat, seems to be a machlekes between the Rush and the Ramban. Okay, zozayin. The Sefer HaTruma, however, says that it's aser, and tells us on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's the same Tosis that began on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Tosis just carries over. So we used to call it in high school iceberg tosisin for some reason. I have no idea why. That was like the official expression in high school. But the tosis basically has two reasons why it would be usser to wash the fleshik dishes in a milchik kli rishon pat. Reason number one that tosis says is that the dish might actually touch the dolphin of the milchik pot. The fleshik dish is going to likely end up coming in direct contact with the dolphin of the milchik pot, and therefore it's going to be usser. Reason number two is that this is not doma to nat bar nat. Nat bar nat is to have tam basar in the plate. The tam basar in the plate goes into the fish, and then the milk comes agabe the fish. The kutach comes agabe the fish. Over here, what I have is tam sheni be'isser. No? Here what I have is the tam of the basar touching the tam of the chalav in that second tam in the mayim, and therefore it's going to be asr. Now, if you read the Rush seemed to have been sensitive to this second reason. And the Rush says, "Ba'afilu hachi, this case of dishwashing is better than the case of not Barnat on some level, because not Barnat, you're putting actual kutach, you're putting actual dairy, al-gabi, the fish. Over here, it's tam dairy, right? That goes into tam basar. So in some ways, the Rush is assuming that even though we could contend that it's tam sheni be'isser, but nonetheless, be bout that it's already huklash, it's going to be okay, and in that respect, it's better than the Dogim Sha'alu Bekara. That's already the finish of the Rush. Okay, so what we have over here is a machlekes, and it's a machlekes lahalacha between the Mechaber and the Ramah. You're allowed to wash fleshik dishes in a milchik pot, or not. Mechaber says mutter. Ramah says usser. Everyone holds it's going to be usser if the fleshik dish is dirty. No, there's mamish be'en on it, but there's a machlokes mechaber Ramah in a situation where you have a clean fleshik dish that's being washed in a milchik pot. Now, me'anyein hadavar, that if you read the Taz in Ois Ches carefully, the Taz quotes both reasons of the Balei HaTaisvus to say it's Aser. Remember, the Ramos says it's Aser to wash the clean fleshik dishes in the Milchiger pot. The Taz quotes both reasons, the reason that maybe the dish will touch the pot, and the reason it's going to be Tam Sheni Be'iser. Right? The Taz quotes both reasons, and the Taz writes, Uberan mavur hatama sheni shel hataisus biyoser, that the ikar tam is what we would call tam sheni be'iser. The Taz is less worried about the reason that the fleshik plate will touch the milchige pat. At least the Taz in Sivkotin Ches says this. However, the Taz in Sivkotin Tes seems like he's still worried about the reason that the pat will, that the fleshig plate will touch the milchige pat. And he writes that in that case, when one of them is Einai ben yoimai, it's going to be mutter even according to the Tam HaRishon. Right, that's what the Taz says in Sifkatan Tes, which means that the Taz in Sifkatan Tes, and the Prima Godim notes this, it sounds like the Taz is still worried about the Tam Rishon, that the Kalim will touch each other. Ad kan the Taz. Now, you get the impression that the Taz actually is more worried about Tam Rishon, the original Tam Dahainu, that maybe they will touch, because the Taz in Simin Sadi Dalid Os in Sadi Dalid Os Dalid. One second. The Taz in Siman Sadi Dalid Ois Zayin. Taz in Sadi Dalid Ois Zayin. The Ramah over there writes that if you have a pot that's cooking vegetables and you stick a Ben Yomo spoon into it, so if there is shishim, everything is mutter. Right? I have shishim in the pot, keneged the spoon. Says the Ramah, everything is mutter. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz is writes, why are you saying everything is mutter? Shouldn't you be worried that maybe the spoon is going to touch the pot itself? And if the spoon is going to touch the pot itself, therefore it should be usser. Elamai, says the Taz. Our karkacha, the Ramah is holding, like the Tam Hasheni, like the second reason the Taisus on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that's Tam Sheni Be'iser, and Memela by the spoon, it's not a problem, because there is Shishim, so therefore it won't be a problem. Meaning, If you're worried about the svara that the plate will touch the pot, so then even if there's shishim, you have to worry about that svara. However, if you are not worried about that svara, you're only worried about tam sheni be'iser, so memela, when there's shishim, it's going to all be okay. And the Taz is saying that the Ramah al Karchacha holds, like the tam hasheni, like the idea, tam hasheni, that tam sheni be'iser, right? And because the Ramah holds of that tam hasheni reason, so memela, when there's shishim, it's all going to be mutter ad kan divrei hataz. However, if I'm learning the Taz properly, I get the impression, again, and now I'm already diverging a teeny bit from the Prima Godem, but if I learn the Taz properly, I get the impression that although the Taz is saying that the Ramah holds like the reason of Tam Sheni Be'iser, but the Taz himself is concerned with the first reason, with the reason that maybe the pot will be touched by the plate. And my raya is from the sugya that we had in Siman Sadi Beis about Shrei Mashuhuyin. If you remember, the Taz developed a yasaid that categorically, Shrei Mashuhuyin lo amrinon, it's not going to be a problem, right? Let's chazer Iber. The Rabbeinu Ephraim said that there's Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, about whether there is Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim, right? Is there Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim or not? Or the Rishon bothered by the Kasha, 1 second. But the Gemara writes on Daf Kuf that if the Dag Tomi is Nosin Tam, then it's going to be a problem. Why do you have to be Nosin Tam? Why do you have to be Nosin Tam? L'cha'or min b'minoi is not going to be bottle. We're going to Rabbi Yehuda, and it should be Aser b'mashehu. So the teretz that's given is, even though you hold Chanan b'sha'ar isurim, but you don't say Chanan if it's an Iser mashehu. And based on this, right, that's what the Rishonim call, well, that's what the Poskim call, Shrei mashehuyin lo amrinan, no? The Iser mashehu can't create a din of Chanan, and Memela can't go weiter. And the Taz says, Hu hadin le'inyin chametz b'pesach. So the shaila that was asked is, let's say I have a spoon that was used in a pot that had a teeny bit of chametz in it, and chametz is aser b'mashehu, so the spoon becomes treif, and then I stick that spoon into another pot. So it says in Siman Tov Samach Zayin of Arachayim that it becomes aser. Frek the Shach, don't you see from there, the Shach Nekudas HaKesef said, don't you see from there that the Iser Mashahu can create another Iser? And we disagree with this, you sort of tree Mashahu in law. I mean, and the Shach said some very complicated thing about, like, sounds like Bava Kama, no, about Koach Acher Mu'uravo. I don't know what that was talking about. That's like wild and crazy. But the Shach develops a Yesod that we do say tree Mashahu in Aminan. We see that from the case in Tav Samach Zayin, about the chametz stick a spoon, or the spoon that was by lay a mashu of chametz, if I stick it into another pot of aseris, comes along the Taz, in Tav Samach Zayin, Sif cutting in Zayin, Taz says, no, 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 don't give me none of your spoon stuff, because the spoon is going to be aser, because I'm worried that when I stir the spoon with that mashu of chametz, it's not going to be giving its time into some food, etc., that would be a din trei mashahuyin, it's that the spoon is going to touch the pot directly. Remember that? Whoa. Hold it, boy. That means that the Taz himself is saying what I would call the Tam Harishon. No, the Taz himself is really saying that I'm worried that the spoon will touch the pot, and that's why I should not wash the two dishes together, Aliba de Sefer Hatruma. Right? In other words, I would contend that the Taz and Sadi Dalid is saying that the Ramah would be Choshesh only for the Tam Hasheni, but the Taz himself, Kefisha Ra'inu and Orachayim, Simon Tuf Samach Zayin, right? Isn't it amazing? Everything comes back. Right? Like we saw in Arachayim, Simon Tuf Samach Zayin, the Taz himself is worried that the spoon is going to touch the pot. That, I think, is interesting. Now, if you would ask Schwartz, therefore, Schwartz would tell you that the Taz is really choshish for the Tam HaRishon. There is room to be machalik and say maybe a spoon is different than the plate. No? The Metzius is, when I use a spoon to stir, it's more likely the spoon will touch all the walls, no? As opposed to the case of the plate, where, Mistama, you're not trying to touch the walls. You're washing the plate. You hold the plate in the basin. You're not dropping the plate in. No, if you drop the plate in, for sure it touches. The fact that Balei Tais says that v'chushish it touches means I hold the plate in the basin while I'm washing it. No? I'm not dropping it. Okay. So I would have said a svara to be machalik between a spoon and a plate. However, you see from the Taz in Tzadi Dalid, Sivkat and Zayin, that he's not saying that. Because the Ramo over there speaks about when they stick a spoon into a Tavshel, the Hashishim. So the Taz is saying his idea even on a spoon. Right? And my svara to be machalik being a spoon and a plate is not a good svara. Although, maybe that's exactly what the Ramo holds. Right? Okay, ad kan, my pilpul within the Taz. Again, this is just what I've been thinking about. So the Taz, Hayotze, the Taz over here in Sadi Hei Sivkotin, the Taz in Sivkotin Ches, Sivkotin Tes, quotes two reasons. Me'anyen hadavar, that the Shach in Sadi Hei Yud Beis never quotes the reason that I'm worried that the plate will touch the wall. No? Did you notice this? The Shach in Tzadi Hei Yud Beis, Yesh Eisren, even if there's no Shuman Dovuk, and the Shach writes, V'taima, because it's Tam Sheni, Be'iser. The Shach never once, Kain Mol, does the Shach quote the reason that maybe the plate will touch the Doifin of the Milchi Gepat. Shteitnisht in Shach. Wow. I would argue that therefore the Shach is l'shitasay. The Shach, right, remember, the Taz says, don't bring a proof from Orechaim Tafzamach Zayin to the din of Trei Mashuhuyin, because over there the spoon will touch. Ken Zayin, that the Shach holds, if the spoon touches, it don't matter. Or Ken Zayin, the Shach is saying, I'm not worried that the spoon is going to touch. These are two separate reasons which might both be correct within the Shach. That's Chazar. Tosis has two separate reasons. Tam Rishon, that maybe the plate will touch the pot. Tam Sheni, that it's going to be Tam Sheni Be'isr. Shach never quotes Tam Rishon. Why not? So it could be that in Metzius, the Shach is not worried about it. Some Rishonim don't seem to be concerned with Tam Rishon. It doesn't seem to be so popular not to be concerned with Tam Rishon, but it could be that the Shach is saying, I'm not worried about it in Metzius. Alternatively, it could be the Shach is not worried about it for a halachic reason. Kvar lamadnu, Divrei Hachavastas, Besimin Sadi Beis, Sivkatin Chav. Shekosach Hachavastas, Sheha Da'amrinon, She'en HaBelua Holech Mikli L'Kli Belo Rotov, She'im Yesh Rak Retivos Ktsas Ma'od, Ein Zanech Shav LaRotov. Nachon? Kvara Inu Dover Zeh, B'mishnas Hachavastas. V'ula Yesh Lomar, Shahashach sover, she kinim divrei hachavastas. Vigam sover hashach, she ma anachnu choshishim, lema anachnu choshishim. Im hakaf nogeya ledofen hakadeira azma. Zebolua hoilach mikli lekli. Umashi ish ktsas retivus, zeloi nechshav leroitov. This l'cha'ora could be the pshat in the Shach. It could be that the Shach is saying a halachic yisoid about Ein Habalua Hailech Mikli Lekli Bloi Raitav, and the concern of the Bali Atosis that the spoon or the plate will touch the Dofen HaKedera won't create a problem. Ken signed it won't create a problem. Mr. Press.
So I was wondering about that. I think it's just interesting for the other side, like for the Taz and whomever in Tosfos who's concerned about it, that the whole premise, at least some of the things that Iran says and explain the safer is that like the water isn't considered really a separate entity in terms of things mixing, it's interesting that we can maintain that while at the same time saying it's a necessary prerequisite for the blues to travel from like one plea to the other.
Right.
It's not very wet. It's just interesting to maintain both those things at the same time.
To maintain both that you need a significant amount of
water
to transfer, and
but as an environment on its own, we're not capping it as a thing that's like weakening the top at all. I like the water is necessary to be there for like the bleed. Oh, it's all possible. It's just interesting to
think about. It is something to think about, certainly. And in fact, my dear beloved friend Megillah Sefer contends. He writes a lashon which I'm not sure I understand. Barur shahatam chayiv la'avar derech hamayim mikol makom eino maspik lihikalesh b'ma'at mayim shebeinei.
Yeah, that's just interesting to
have. Right? So that's already the direction that you're going in. Again, it would seem to me, and this is the world according to Schwartz, that it's me'anyein ma'od that the Shach never quotes Tam HaRishon. Why not? So, could be, because the Shach holds like the Chavis Das, and it could be that everyone who holds at the Tam HaRishon denies the Chavis Das. This is what I would assume. Now, what I'm saying happens to be said with tremendous trepidation, because it's against the Prima Godim. It's against the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in Sadi Dalet Os... Oschess. The Prima Godim basically argues that the Shach really holds like a Matam HaRishon. The Prima Godim is exactly the opposite of the way I'm learning Judaism. I'm learning Judaism that the Taz himself is inclined to Tam HaRishon, right? And that's why the Taz in the Erechayim Tov Samosayin Yud Zayin says that we're worried that the spoon will touch the Dolphin Akadera. The Taz holds like the Tam HaRishon, and even though the Taz says the Ramah holds like the Tam HaSheni, but the Taz himself is Choshesh, like the Tam HaRishon. That's Schwartz. And I'm inclined that the Shach never quotes Tam HaRishon. Prima Godim is exactly the opposite of what I'm saying. The Prima Godim says that the Shach only holds like Tam HaRishon, and the Taz really holds like Tam HaSheni. I never saw Tam HaRishon mentioned in Mishnah Sataz. The Prima Godim's Raya from the Shach in Sadi Dalet Sifkat in Ches, you can just be doicha and say that the guy is saying Barili Shahakaf lo noga bedofen hakedera. Once you're saying a Barili, so then you void a Tam HaRishon. Again, this is the world according to me. I hope, was this too confusing? We got it.
What's the
Prima Godim's
Raya?
The Prima Godim's Raya basically is, without getting into the details too much, but if you look in Siman Sadi Dalet Oschess, it says in the Mechab, if you have Shishim, to mean Mevatel the Kaf, so the Kaf itself is going to be Aser, but the Kedera is going to be Mutter. The Shach adds that we're not only talking about a case where I stick a fleishig spoon into a pot of milk, but even if I stick a fleishig spoon into a pot of water, the same din is true. Because in Sadi Hei Se'if Gimel, we talk about dishwashing, etc. Right? That's what the Shach says. Now, if you hold that you're... The Shach himself seems to aser, even though there's going to be Shishim, or at least that's what the Prima Godim takes within the Shach, and therefore the Prima Godim suggests that the Shach has to hold like Tam HaRishon. See, See, the Shachan Oschess and Tzaydal Oschess is commenting on the Mechaber, but he's quoting the Ramah by us. Now, according to the Mechaber, it's for sure not a problem. Okay. So, B'kitzur, this is the first Tikkun Torah I wanted to develop in Siman Sadi, in Siman Sadi Hey Se'if Gimel. Now, a few other points that are worth developing here. The Ramah tells me that if I'm washing the dishes in a kli sheni, it's going to be okay. The Ramah tells me if I wash the dishes in a kli sheni, it's going to be okay. Now, what type of dishes am I washing? So the Sefer Iser V'Heter says it doesn't matter if you're washing plates or pots. There's no difference between plates and pots. Now, the funny thing is, when you think about it, a plate should be very different than a pot. Because a pot you use on the fire. A plate, l'cha'ayr, in the worst case scenario, is a kli sheni, especially because of the Ramah himself holds that there's no such concept as the vargush. So a plate's going to be a kli sheni. So how come, even if I wash fleishik plates in a milchik pot, how come even then it's going to be a problem according to the Ramah if it's a kli visho, and it's only going to be okay if it's a kli sheni? L'cha'ora, a plate should be a kli sheni itself, and therefore it should never create a problem. That's the taina that they ask on the Iser V'Heter. So, the Darkei Moshe in Oshei quotes the Iser V'Heter, and the Darkei Moshe quotes one part of the Iser V'Heter only. He quotes that even if it's a plate, we're worried that at some point in time you use the plate as a kli vishon. Does that ever happen? Maybe. I mean, I've done this, no? I happen to be a little bit of an absent-minded professor, so sometimes when I make pancakes, I leave the plate that I'm going to put the pancakes on. I leave it right next to the pot or the frying pan that's heating the pancakes, and in that situation, the plate actually gets really hot directly from the fire, no? Because you're leaving it right next to the fire. And then when you try to touch the plate with your bare hands, you end up burning your hand, no? I've had this experience.
You put the plate in the microwave.
No, I don't use a microwave. I make pancakes on...
No, but I'm sure...
Oh, you're saying that for us, it can be a kli vishon because you use a microwave. Right. That's probably true, but burr, that the Iser V'Heter did not have a microwave.
Okay.
Right? So, b'kitzur hama'aseh, the Iser V'Heter says, l'fa'amim, you use the teller. A teller is a plate for us. L'fa'amim, you use the teller on the kli vishon. That's what the Iser V'Heter says. And therefore, the plate also can create an issue if it's in the kli vishon, if you're washing it in a milchige kli vishon. Now, that's the way the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe in Oshei quotes the Iser V'Heter. The Taz in Eis Yud Beis quotes the same Iser V'Heter, that there is no chilek between a kedera and a ka'ara, or a teller and a kedera. No chilek. However, and the Taz is bothered by the kasha. Shouldn't the plate be a kli sheni? So the Taz answers that ayyadei iruyos harbe, it's going to be mavliya b'kulay. Sometimes I use the plate, ayyadei iruy, no? In that case, only a klipa becomes asr. Let's say I put a hot steak on the plate. So the iruy, that area that it touches, is considered iruy. So kadei klipa, the plate zikhar, is asr. Nonetheless, says the Taz, that the Iser V'Heter himself holds the ayyadei iruyos harbe, the entire plate is going to become asr. That's a yesod of the Taz. Prima Godim quotes this Taz, and he says something. I'm not sure how much to read in this Prima Godim. He says, Tzorech Iyan Ladina. Do you have to be nervous about Iruyo's Harbet? This is very Nogei Elamaisa, no? Igris Moshe, Chelak Aleph of Yaredeya, Simin Membeis. How do you wash dishes in our sinks? There's such a thing as a sink. Okay, Rabbi Osai, if you don't know what a sink is, go ask somebody. What?
Sinks
shalonim. Sinks shalonim. Right? It doesn't mean the sink that you left overnight. It means, right? It means our sinks. So, Rabbi Kusiyo Yecheskel Halberstam, he's like some sort of Hasidish Rebbe, basically says that you have to be worried that the sink became mamish treif, because if I have milchiga dishes at the bottom of the sink, the iroi will go from the faucet. The assumption is that the faucet is like iroi mikli vishon, because the hot water is coming out of the boiler. So it's iroi mikli vishon, it's going onto the dishes, and therefore the sink is going to become milchig. If later on I wash fleshik dishes in the same sink, the sink becomes fleshik the same way. When the sink is both milchig and fleshik, we have a word for that, we call it treif. So therefore, Rabbi Yekusiel, Reb Shalom Yecheskel Shraga Reuben Halberstam says that the only way to wash dishes in a sink is that you should have like a basin, a separate basin for milchiks and a separate basin for fleshiks, and you wash the milchik dishes in the milchik basin, fleshik dishes in the fleshik basin, and then you treat your sink mamash like it's treif. That's what he says. Reb Moshe Feinstein writes that ba'asher hu tircha gedola v'hanoshem ha'uskos b'zeh yomru, Rebbe! Kama harachta aleinu, right? In other words, you're making it so difficult for us, but you need a separate basin for milchik dishes, fleshik dishes. Too difficult. Therefore, I will be mevaer the inyan of iroi sheloi nifsak hakiluach and iroi shenifsak hakiluach, to be mevaer the opinions of the Rama and the Shach, and therefore it will be great. Now, part of this conversation we'll have to have in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow when we talk about Iruy being Mavliya Mikli Likli. That's the Ramah here and the Shach and Sifkatin Chav. That part of the conversation, this Igris Moshe, we'll have to have tomorrow. But for today, I just want to focus at the very end of this Igris Moshe. I believe it's in Anaf Dalet. The end of the Igris Moshe, he talks about Inyan Iruyos Harbe Shehevi Hataz and Sifkatin Yudbeis from the Isser Veheter, that Ayadei Iruyos Harbe, it's Mavliya Bekulai. So says the Reb Moshe, Lo Muvan Klal. It doesn't make any sense. In Erstens, the Isser Veheter himself paskins that Iruy Me'ikar Hadin is not Mevashel at all. If you remember, there's a Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, where the Iruy is like a Kli Rishon or not. The Isser V'Heter, and it's actually quoted here in the Darkei Moshe Os, the Isser V'Heter says, Iruy is really not Mevashel at all, it's not Mafel to Mafli at all, Iruy is Damazah Yechumra. So if Iruy Stamazo Yechumra, says Reb Moshe, it's not at all reasonable that Al Yedei Iruyos Harbe, it's going to create a problem. The Isser V'Heter assumes that a plate is a problem. So says Reb Moshe, yeah, but the Darkei Moshe quotes the Isser V'Heter, that's only a problem because maybe you use the plate at one point in a Kli Rishon. Maybe you should be able to say burily that I didn't. So he says, well, you know what? It's been a long time. But really, it's not really going to help, etc. And then Reb Moshe writes, I'm not really convinced that Iruyos Harbe will create a problem, because the Rama and the Shach don't hold that way. Even though the Taz holds that way. Right, that's what Reb Moshe writes. So Reb Moshe is not convinced that Iruyos Harbe can create an issue. Ayin Chavis Das, Sifkatin Tes. Chavis Das says that Iruyos Harbe makes no sense. It should be Mavliya Bekulo. Hare Kol Kocho Shal Iruy is to be mavliya kedei klipa. So you went kedei klipa. How are you going to get deeper than that klipa? I keep on doing the same thing again and again and again. But whatever I'm doing only goes kedei klipa. I can never get deeper than the klipa. So iru yos harbe can't possibly create a problem. That's the Chavastas' taina. Sounds like a very good taina. However, nira lafi in the yisdaiti that the Taz who's choshish for iru yos harbe is developing the following idea. We already encountered in our youth a shita of the Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov was quoted somewhere in the Prima Godim that if I do Irui Algabe a Dover that is Cham, the Irui will be Mavliya Bekuloi. Remember that? Remember that Minchas Yaakov? Maybe not? Okay, I have to look for it. I saw this Minchas Yaakov in the Sugya of Irui. The Minchas Yaakov Tainur that it's going to be that Iri Agabe, something that is hot as a klisheni, will really be Mavliya. The whole Svara of Iri only going to Klipa is because we paskin when Karatachton Becham Elyon, that's only Kade Klipa. But if I have a klisheni which is really hot, so the Iri is going to go Bekulo. Ken Zain that the Taz holds that Al Yedei Iruyos Harbe, the area beneath the klipa becomes hot also. And when the area beneath the klipa becomes hot, so therefore it can aser bekulai. Now that would mean that Iruyos Harbe that the Taz is talking about is not an Irui. 10 minutes later an Irui. 10 minutes later an Irui. It'd have to be Irui to mamish make it hot. I think actually that Prima Gun from the Minchas Yaakov might be in Kuf Hey. I have to remember where I said it. Mr. Mandelbaum. Yes, sir.
The Minchas Taz and Sayyad does quote this Taz and say that when he's talking about the Shani, and he says that Irui Harbe is building
his. Right, but the Chavos Taz argues on it. The Chavos Taz over here argue, the Chavastas over here sends you to what he said earlier in Sadi Aleph, I believe. Here, where did I say this Chavastas? I think it's Sifkatin Chaf. No. Sadi Hey. Sifkatin Test. Sadi Hey Ois Test. Look at the Issa Beheter who says that for this reason you can't be Magil Ayude Irui, etc. And then he says, Achein Dino Nirali Tamua, Daha Irui, Im Yachal Hartiach Yosem, Mikate Klipa. Klipa is only considered Sonain. Mali shahoye iri echad or harbe iruyos. And even according to the din of the Taz, it has to be that all the iruyos are tof me'is la'is. You're saying that the Taz and Sadi Aleph held, which Taz and Sadi Aleph, you remember? The Chavos Taz and Sadi Aleph held like the Taz?
I mean, it's not that we're holding the Taz, it's matching it up as she tells them. But it's
the, that is the, that Oiskimo?
It's
Tzadi Aleph Hei. Tzadi
Aleph
Hei. Okay. I'm going to have to look at this. It's too long for me to look at like in 1 minute. Lean out there tomorrow during Seder. We'll have to try to tackle this. Okay. Yashikoach. So let's go and pray.